Press conference of Daniil Medvedev. We'll start with questions in English. We'll start with Reem. Go ahead.
Hi, Daniil. Congrats. Daniil, I saw you yawning at some point on court. And I'm wondering, was there any point in the match where you're like, why are we doing this? Is it point? Was it too pointless? Or what was your thought process?
I mean, it's tough to answer because it was definitely a tough match already before the match, like when you know the match is dead, but you still, as I said before the match, you want to win, you want to keep the momentum. At the same time, you definitely don't want to go 3 hours 30 and break your body before Saturday. So first set was tricky because in a way it's good because it was like 30 minutes in my favor, played pretty good level. So second set, I was, I think, fair to say 100% or maybe 98, 99, because I wanted to try to finish the match quickly and just go home to sleep earlier, which didn't manage to be because Jannik played good. Played great level throughout the, I wanted to say the whole match, but especially of course the second and third. And so third set, it was really tough for me because I don't like to lose. At the same time, I felt like I cannot run for shots anymore. So I tried to go a little bit more aggressive, tried to go faster. Jannik was taking a lot of time for his serves. I was like, come on, man, let's just get it done. Finally, I'm just happy to win. So definitely weird match and it's like tough to talk about it, but yeah, happy to win. Happy to be here on Saturday and just going to try to be ready for Saturday.
Thank you.
Vic?
Hello, Medved. Wanted to check what was expected and unexpected in this match in your view?
Oof. I think everything was expected and unexpected because, again, there were a few points more in the third set. I think some in the second set tiebreak where if the match would not be dead, maybe I would have done differently. And differently doesn't mean better, but just differently because I would have more nerves and more things to win. So what was definitely unexpected that I didn't want to do a 2 hour 30 match when the match is dead. So that was unexpected, but I think that's where, you know, people who, because I like to read comments who are saying something about me, they should understand that I could have retired, basically say before the match that I have a headache, just not go out there, still be the first in the group. Yet I made a show, was 2 hour 30 on the court. I think people finally enjoyed it who were in the stadium, who paid the tickets. So I think I've done my job right.
Berto?
Добрый вечер. Поздравляю с победой. Даниил, are you happy also how you react mentally after these double fouls that maybe also give you some pressure? And then also Sinner was rising and the public was rising also. So you react even in a match, as you said, that was no point for you, but you have an amazing reaction that can be good also for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, as I say, I don't like to lose. So it's very tough for me to, you know, like in the third set when I was down, I definitely didn't play the way I play usually because, as I say, I just couldn't afford myself to run anymore, like from corner to corner. So I just went more for it. But again, if I would have completely wanted to leave earlier and leave the match, the score would be different than it is finally. So it's tough for me to talk about mentality or something like this because would be different nerves, different adrenaline going if this match, for example, would be for who is going out of the group and the third set tiebreak would be. But in the end, looking at the score, looking at the match, looking at how my body is feeling now, I'm happy and looking forward to Saturday.
Sam?
Hi, Daniil. Sam from the ATP here. How are you feeling then ahead of the semifinals, and what area of your game are you most happy with at the moment?
I think the serve was really good throughout all these three matches. Got broken for the first time today. Could have done a little bit better, but still a lot of aces, a lot of first serves in. Really like my serve so far. Then definitely, to be honest, when you win three matches out of three, you like everything, but I would point out the serve, especially it's a fast conditions here, so it's really important. And yeah, talking about semifinal, you know, first I'm going to watch the match of my opponents tomorrow and then prepare for the winner. Not much to say. I think sometimes it can be an advantage, sometimes a disadvantage that you have a day off before the semis. But that's how it is, and I'm going to take it quite good, because today I'm going to sleep late, and tomorrow it's good to have a day off.
Last question in English, Rim.
Daniil, I'm just curious, was there any discussion about whether tonight's match would have been the earlier one, or in your opinion, do you think at least if it was earlier, then Jannik had something to play for?
Sorry, say it again. I didn't really understand. Sorry.
Order of the match. The match was completely dead tonight because the second one. But if it was the first one, the day one, at least Jannik had a chance to pass.
Yes.
Because Zverev wouldn't have won already, you know? So in your opinion, do you think that should have happened? Should the order have been different so that at least there's stakes in the match?
Yeah, it's also tough to say, but yeah, I see what you mean, because even if I would beat Jannik, Zverev would probably have to win one set to be through. So I see what you mean, but I think they wanted to put an Italian at 9 p.m. I didn't talk to anybody about the schedule, so just knew that I play at 9 p.m. And yeah, tough really to add anything, but you have a legit point that if we would play the first match, for me, it would still be the same match, but I would have more time to rest, which is always good. But definitely for the crowd, in a way, they would be even more for Jannik, probably, because he would have the chance to be through. Then no matter what would happen between me and Jannik, the second match would have a lot of stakes in it. So I think, yeah, if we talk about pressure, it would be definitely better to make this sort of a play. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any questions in Russian? Please raise your hand. Thank you.
Yevgeny's sleeping.
Yeah, probably.